SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Just shy of a month since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, and Israel is pressing the offensive, cutting the Gaza Strip in half, expecting to enter Gaza City within 48 hours. The BBC's Paul Adams monitoring developments from Jerusalem.
They have now cut off the northern third of the Gaza Strip from the rest, and they are pushing ever closer to Gaza City, which they regard as a major Hamas stronghold. The problem for them is that there are still as many as 300,000 Palestinian civilians hemmed into that area in desperate conditions. They are clustered around some of the very facilities which the Israelis allege that Hamas is using as cover for their military activity, and that means that the longer this operation of squeezing Gaza goes on, the more those people are in grave danger of being caught up in the violence.
Trying to keep the war from escalating, Secretary of State Blinken visited the West Bank and Iraq yesterday, meeting with, among others, Palestinian President Abbas and the Iraqi Prime Minister. Blinken has now moved on to Ankara for talks with Turkish officials. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson on the wisdom of attaching domestic spending cuts to a House bill funding Israel despite Democrat objections.
What they don't like is that in the House, we're trying to be good stewards of the taxpayers' resources. We offset that spending. Instead of printing new dollars and or borrowing it from another nation to send over to fulfill our obligations and help our ally, we want to pay for it. What a concept. We're trying to change how Washington works.
House Speaker Johnson on Fox News Sunday. He also says it's critical to secure the wide open southern border. We must, he says, take care of our own house first. Watching Wall Street, stock futures higher so far this morning. The Dow futures are up 29 points, NASDAQ futures 43 points higher. This is SRN News. Abortion is on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow, and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so, and there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr. leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York. He carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation." Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely from houses of worship. This is SRN News. NASCAR crowns a new champ.
Ross Chastain won the battle for the checkered flag at Phoenix Raceway, but it was Ryan Blaney who won the war for the NASCAR championship.
It's what you run 35 races a year for, you know, to get to this moment, to have a shot at the championship, and then you have to run a perfect race to get it.
Chastain dominated the race, but Ryan Blaney stayed on his tail, finishing second. However, in NASCAR shootout-style championship format, all Blaney had to do was beat the other title contenders, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Christopher Bell. Until Chastain's race win, it had been 10 years since someone other than the champion had won the season finale. Jerry Jordan, Avondale, Arizona.
The Eagles have knocked off arch-rival Dallas. 28-23 win over the Cowboys. Dallas heading home for another NFC East showdown against the Giants on Sunday. The Eagles will take a week off before they play Monday night, November 20th in Kansas City in a Super Bowl rematch. More details at SRNNews.com.